Warwin now brings it down, does he? Did he get the ball to the penalty area? He's got Haig for company. Whips the ball to decent ball. Headed cross goal. Yes! Goal! And it's Michael Norton, I think, who's got a flick on there.
It's a good ball in that from Matty Warwin. Tom Greaves flicked it on and Norton finished it.
And he's back now, though, with the number six outside the penalty area. Telling plays it inside. Good challenge there. They're looking for a penalty. They've got a penalty.
Oh, you're joking.
It looked like, for all intents and purposes, that he got the ball. In all fairness, the entire team from Stocksbridge raised their hands wanting a penalty. FC United aren't, the players aren't necessarily complaining too much. They're having a debate with the referee, but well, the ball came in. It was lackadaisical defending momentarily for FC United. There was plenty of yellow shirts in there, and well, it's resulted in a penalty.
Looked like a perfectly timed tackle to me, though.
Telling to go off, and it's one Yorkshireman against another Yorkshireman as joins. Just waits for the referee signal. And having a chat, and he steps up, joins, and it's saved by FC United. John Worsnop.
Superb save, Spider.
And that's a good save there. It was a poor penalty, but Worsnop gets down to his left hand side. Good, comfortable save for him. He palmed the ball away from danger again. What you want all goalkeepers to do.
1-0 FC United lead, corner to Stocksbridge. It comes, it's a scramble, mad scramble, and it's there. Nathan joins, the man who missed the spot kick, redeems himself. Came over, beautiful cross, was headed there, was kind of half cleared by FC United, but as the loose ball came out, it was Nathan joins who hit the ball very decisively to the high part of the net. Nothing that Worsnop could do about it, and the visitors are back on level terms. It's FC United 1, Stocksbridge Park Steels 1. And Brownhill, with his blue and red boots, will bring this forward. Plays that out to Norton, who's moved wide, plays a decent cross. Does Norton, and Warwin scores! In off the post. Well, nice work there. Norton there just broke wide, found space on the right. Good cross, and nicely placed. Header by Wall when he created the first goal with a superb cross. This time he's the man who finishes things off with a nice header, gets the inside of the upright, and it's 2-1. FC United continually trying to jack up the pressure here. Corner which Daniels takes this time. Norton with a header! Oh, that's poetry! Really was textbook. Perfect cross. They knew exactly what the plan was. Norton had sort of drifted slightly to the right, away from goal. Bullet header on the turn. Nothing on earth that Ben Scott could do. And FC United move into a 3-1 lead here with 65 minutes gone.
Brownhill, Mulholland on the edge of the area. Can he get onto his right foot? He goes through one player. Goes through another player. He stands there. Shoots. Goal! It was persistence and sheer persistence. The referee looked momentarily whether to give a penalty or not, but Mulholland stayed on his feet. He went straight through like butter. Two defenders, and then he got the shot away, making it 4-1. Exactly what they wanted, an injection of pace, an injection of quality. Byrne has been instrumental in the last few minutes. It's 2-2 at Old Trafford, and FC United take the lead. A further goal, 4-1. That's FC United back on the wall. Lovely back pass. His
Michael.
Opportunity. Can they make it 5? Daniels! Yes, they can! But that's all down to Michael Norton. He got the ball on his chest 10 yards into the half of Stocksbridge Park. And he back-heeled it. He nonchalantly back-heeled it. Greg Daniels on the same wavelength. No one was there at all. And Daniels one-on-one with Scott. Nothing he could do this time. Daniels gets his reward. FC United, the Manchester 5. Stocksbridge Park Steels 1. Astley Mulholland now, halfway line, nice turn, does really well, plays the ball out wide right.
That was a good touch from Astley, and you'll never hear me say
that. First time by Giggs. Is Norton with his hat trick, and he turns well, beautifully. Michael Norton leads it. Now it's FC United, they're just rolling the ball in. Oh, right, Northampton Town, 1972. Can you believe it? The scoreline doesn't quite yet reflect it, because on that day it was 8-1, I believe.
8-2.
And they just got the ball in the penalty area. And Michael Norton, he went round the player. He came one way, he came another way. He went to shoot. He said, no, Daniels, you have it. Daniels went, I can do the same. Went one way, jigged another way, and then eventually thought, you know what, I'm going to put this in. Put them out of their misery.
I tell you what, I wouldn't have done that. With two goals to my name, I'd have banged that in.